And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Aubrey, will you begin our prayers today?
Sure. Hi, God. It's Aubrey. Thank you for all these people who came to pray. Well, first we want to pray for Cal. He's unconscious in the hospital. But I guess you already knew that. Help the doctors to know what to do. And, well, give comfort to his dad, who I'm sure is really worried. And we pray for Tom Riley's trial and for everyone who's going to testify. Please give his lawyer the right words to say.
Mr. Frazier, you may begin your defense.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want to thank you for your patience and attentiveness while the prosecution made their case. It was an impressive show. But it's my intention to demonstrate how the very same evidence they put forward to show Mr. Riley's guilt will also prove that Mr. Riley's actions were the result of temporary insanity. Insanity brought about by a conspiracy that served to deceive Mr. Riley and all the people of Odyssey. And because of that conspiracy, Mr. Riley watched his wife descend into mental illness and was driven to destroy the tower, the symbol and source of the conspiracy.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, Alex.
What are you doing up here?
Oh, I just thought I'd have a look around the tower.
Aren't you supposed to testify at Mr. Riley's trial today?
No. Mr. Frazier didn't think I'd be a credible witness against Novacon because I've been so outspoken about them lately.
That's too bad.
Yes, it bothers me that Tom might be found guilty, especially by reason of insanity. He wasn't insane. I don't even think he did it.
How can you know for sure?
I don't yet. That's why I came up here to look around. Something is nagging at me. It's not adding up.
I know how you feel. I keep going over and over the whole thing in my mind, and it's weird.
Alex, let's talk through everything again. Tell me exactly what happened.
So, Mr. DeWhite, you were working as an accountant for Andromeda, the parent corporation to Novacon?
Yeah. I worked for an accountancy firm here in Odyssey that had Andromeda as a client. We specialized in media and broadcasting accounts.
But that relationship came to a sudden and drastic end. Why?
I discovered an elaborate money laundering scheme where Andromeda was diverting millions of dollars into illegal takeovers of radio stations around the world.
Why did they embark on such a plan?
They wanted to control the airwaves wherever they could.
When you discovered this scheme, you contacted the authorities.
Yeah, the FBI. They put my family and I in the witness protection program.
And please, God, help us be victorious over this darkness. Bring your light, your truth.
So, Cal saw someone at the tower that night.
Yeah, he saw Mr. Riley running away from it.
He said it was Tom?
Well, no, but just a minute later, Mr. Riley ran toward me yelling.
Well, now that doesn't make sense. You saw Tom running toward you, but is it possible that Cal saw another person running away from you?
But who else would have been up there unless...
Unless someone else set the tower to explode and then they ran.
You think so?
Well, it just doesn't make sense that Tom would be running down the hill one minute and up at the next.
You're right.
Let's take a look in those woods.
Please continue, Miss Stone. Though I'd like to remind the jury that Miss Stone is testifying today at great risk. She's not only incriminating herself by her testimony, but she also hasn't plea bargained to minimize the consequences. Go on, Miss Stone.
I tapped Eugene Meltzner's phone to find out where he sent the disc and followed it to Jason Whittaker. Then I stole it back and sent the information to Mr. Charles, who works for Novacom. Novacom was then able to develop the Novabox.
Ms. Stone, could you tell us what steps you took to get the information back?
Alex, did you and Cal make a fire while you were up here?
No, why?
There's a fire ring here. It looks like someone used it recently.
Like maybe the other person we saw?
That's possible. Huh. What's this?
A piece of cloth.
Do you recognize it?
No.
It looks like it's part of the blankets they use at the Timothy Center. Let's check the cabins.
Father, protect your servants, those who have put themselves on the line for you. Thank you that Mitch wasn't dead after all, and is now able to speak freely and truthfully.
Thank you for that explanation, Mr. Mitchell. And may I commend you in front of this assembly for your courage to continue fighting for the truth when many others would have given up. So, let's move on to what you know about Andromeda's Operation Think Tank. Monica Stone mentioned it, the jury will remember. Now, you said that your friend, who died under suspicious circumstances, was investigating it. Give us some background, will you?
Well, in a nutshell, Operation Think Tank was a plan by Andromeda and Novacom to use new and untested research to convert radio waves to brain waves.
And for what purpose?
Mind control.
And the Novabox is the end result of that technology?
Yes.
I'd like to remind the court, Your Honor, that Monica Stone's brother, Duncan Mathis, has already testified about the effects of the technology and the damage it can do.
Thank you, Mr. Fraser. Please continue.
Mr. Mitchell, after many days of work, you have successfully decoded the minutes of a meeting at Andromeda regarding Operation Think Tank, which we have submitted as evidence. Can you take us back to that meeting and highlight the discussion that took place?
Sure. It was a meeting with the Andromeda board, including Bennett Charles, Armitage Shanks, Dr. James McKinley, Stanley Elbert. They were discussing Eugene Meltzner's progress with converting brainwaves to radio waves,
which Duncan Mathis has already told us about. Carry on.
Well, they were pleased with the results and began to make their plans for the next step to move forward.
You have something you'd like to say, Dr. McKinley.
Meltzner has come a long way. His progress has been remarkable. We have to give him a few more days to complete the research. Then my scientists will do their work.
Fine, Doctor. Just so we get the research out of Meltzner's hands as soon as possible. I don't trust him. He's been asking questions.
Out of his hands?
I think we all want the research quickly, Armitage. That's what I mean.
But Eugene is vital to the success of this program.
With all due respect, Armitage, we know how you feel about your future son-in-law, but we have to keep a close watch. Now, we need to discuss everyone's assignments for the next phase. Dr. McKinley, you and your team will figure out how to reverse the process.
Reverse the process? I haven't heard anything about that!
You haven't been paying attention.
Don't be smart with me, Charles. It was always understood that
I would... What's understood is that the chairman wants us to explore the full potential of this research. Not only with brainwaves converted to radio waves, but radio waves to brain waves.
Mr. Shanks protested the action, but was ultimately voted down by the rest of the board. I believe he paid for that protest with his life.
Anything in that cabin, Mr. Whittaker?
Nope, nothing. How about that one?
Nope.
Well, this is the last one. Ah.
What?
On the steps, what is this?
Dirt?
Fertilizer.
So?
The bomb was made with fertilizer. There's more over by the door. Anyone in here? Well, somebody's been living here.
But wouldn't Mr. Riley know?
No, they haven't had any groups in here for a while. Oh, shh, wait a minute. Someone's coming.
Mr. Whittaker.
Arthur Dent? What are you doing here?
I saved the world!
Arthur!
action, Your Honor.
What does this board meeting or Operation Think Tank have to do with Tom Riley?
If you'll allow us to continue, Your Honor, you'll understand shortly.
Objection overruled. Proceed, Mr. Frazier.
Thank you. Mr. Mitchell, through your work with the FBI, you were able to secure the minutes of other meetings at Andromeda. Is that right?
Yes, and they confirm what we've suspected. Everything that's happened in Odyssey went exactly as planned. The tower going up on Mr. Riley's property, Novacom's broadcasting, even distracting John Whittaker with a new shop in Connellsville.
He leapt at the chance to open the shop.
And he practically gave us the plans to the imagination station.
Gentlemen, don't be smug. We didn't get the plans. Not all of them. We're going to have to watch him and keep him so busy that he won't realize what we're doing.
But the biggest part of their plan centered on releasing the box, as we've learned from a later set of minutes.
Dr. McKinley, an update on the Nova box, please.
We learned a lot from the mistakes in Odenton. We'll use the Imagination Station as the hardware and Eugene Meltzner's research as the software. It should work perfectly, but we must test it subtly at first.
And the tower will be sufficient to send the signals once we hit our launch date?
Yes.
Good. Thank you, gentlemen. The chairman will be pleased to hear the news.
There's one thing.
Yes?
Mr. Elbert.
We're initially marketing the boxes for their benefits. Increased learning, help for the disabled, that sort of thing.
And?
Unfortunately, the benefits won't last. In fact, in some cases, the reversal is so great that the subjects are worse than before.
So?
So, we thought you should know.
Once we hit our launch date, the boxes won't even be needed. It doesn't matter. Thank you, gentlemen.
So, apart from their experiments with mind control, Andromeda knew that there were potential health hazards with the Nova box, and they released it anyway.
That's correct.
So, once you consider the improvement, then deterioration of Mr. Riley's wife's mental state, combined with his own exposure to the tower, it makes sense that he might have had a violent reaction.
Based on everything I know about the technology, yes.
Your Honor, I believe we've shown the connection between Novacom and Andromeda and the behavior of my client. To help substantiate this connection, I'd like to call Special Agent Peter Borland from the FBI.
Excuse me, sir. We have Mr. Whittaker here.
Just a minute, Your Honor. What? All right. Thank you. I'm sorry, Your Honor. Something urgent has just come up. Could we recess for a few minutes to meet in your chambers? I have new information that's absolutely vital to this case.
This better be good, Mr. Frazier.
What is going on?
Mr. Whittaker has something to tell us.
Yes. This is the man who destroyed the tower. Mr. Arthur Dent.
What?
I saved the world.
What do you mean?
I blew up the tower!
I have all the evidence, Your Honor.
Thank you all for your time and attention. Due to new evidence, I can report that Thomas Riley is hereby acquitted of the crime of which he's been accused. Case dismissed.
Lord, you've told us to love our enemies. So we pray now for those who've been working against us. Reach into their hearts, dear Father, and show them your grace and mercy.
And the late breaking news is that Tom Riley has been cleared of any connection to the destruction of the tower on his property. Details are sketchy, but police have a new suspect in custody. The scene at the Odyssey Courthouse is anything but peaceful this afternoon, as the crowds have gathered to protest Novacom and their Nova boxes. Let's check in with Patty LeBlue, who is on the scene. Patty?
Thank you, Melvin. In the last several minutes, crowds have gathered here in reaction to the testimony about the Novacom brainwashing boxes, as some call them. They're bringing them down and, well, it looks like there's going to be a bonfire tonight. Let me ask a few of the protesters. Miss Helmsdale, Patty LeBlue, Channel 5 News, what do you think about all this?
I never should have let that box into my house. My whole family has been exposed to that thing.
And how about you, Mr. Hutchinson?
Well, my youngest daughter used the box to help her with her math, and it seemed to work wonders. Now, she hardly knows how to add 2 + 2. Novacom should be punished. Destroyed!
Destroy Novacom! Destroy Novacom!
And that's the situation downtown. Back to you, Melvin.
Thanks, Patty. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be at Novacom right now. Looks like they've got a crowd of angry citizens headed their way.
Thomas, hold all my calls.
Yes, sir. For how long, sir?
Permanently.
Where are you going?
Out the back door.
What? What is going on here?
This is the FBI, and we have a warrant to search the premises.
Oh, no.
Where's Charles? Check the back door.
Okay, boys, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Jason, Mitch, care to help, or did you just come along to gloat?
Both, actually.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
You got everything, Tom?
Yeah, I reckon. Thanks for picking me up.
Oh.
If I never spend another minute in jail, I'll be a happy man.
Quite a relief, I'm sure. Everyone in the prayer group sends their congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank them for praying. And thank you for believing in me.
Mm.
You thought I was innocent even when I didn't.
Tom, do you remember any of it now?
Well, after hearing what Dent had to say, I have a vague recollection of taking an evening walk, seeing someone near the tower. Then the next thing I remember, I'm waking up and the police are there.
Hmm. Well, so where do you want to go? Home?
Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to the hospital.
Oh?
I want to stop in and see how Cal is doing. He is a brave boy, you know. Foolish, but brave.
How's it going? You finding anything, Jason? Mitch?
Only enough stuff to keep these guys in jail forever.
Agent Borland.
Yeah?
I keep finding references in these memos to a launch date. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, that kept showing up in the minutes.
Anybody know what it means?
No idea.
That seems important.
Okay, everyone, listen up. I want you to keep an eye out for anything referencing a launch date. Mitch, see if you can find anything related to a launch date on the computers.
Sure thing.
Jason, come with me.
Where are we going?
To the jail. Let's see if Mr. Dent knows anything about it. Okay, Mr. Dent, we're happy that you saved the world. But I need to ask you a few other questions.
Go ahead.
Can you tell us what you know about a launch date?
Certainly. That's when the Novabox would have gone global.
Global?
The plan was to upload the technology via satellite to towers all around the world.
Novacom has towers around the world?
Yes. They bought up hundreds of existing towers.
Well, that lines up. I've seen evidence in South America and Alaska. But what's their plan? The technology's no good without the boxes, right?
Technology's supposed to work without the boxes. That was part of their test in Odyssey, sending signals directly to a large area.
Meaning what?
The world would become Andromeda's slave. But I stopped them. I saved the world.
Yes, yes, we know.
What's the date, Mr. Dent?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter anyway. The tower's down. I destroyed it. I saved the world.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks for your time, Mr. Dent.
Paging Dr. Benjamin. Dr. Benjamin, please report to Nurses Station 2.
Cal?
Dr. Benjamin.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hey, Cal.
Hi, Mr. Riley. Where's my dad?
Oh, we told him to take a break. Go get something to eat. How are you doing?
Better. Look, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
It's about the tower.
It's gone, Cal. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
But there was nothing up there. It was empty.
Empty? Huh?
There's nothing but a bunch of loose wires. They weren't hooked up to anything.
What?
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's really weird.
It sure is.
So, what do you think it means?
Dent blew up the wrong tower.
Mitch!
Jim, where's Mitch?
Oh, he took off. Got a call from his girlfriend, decided to go meet her. I said it was okay.
What? Okay? He's still in the witness protection program. And Mr. Charles is on the loose.
You want me to go find him?
Yes. Hurry.
Jason here. Oh, hi, Dad. What? You're kidding. Yeah, hold on. I'll tell him.
What now?
My dad just found out that the tower was a decoy.
What?
Yeah, the wires weren't hooked up to anything.
Good grief. But that means...
That means we haven't stopped Novacom yet. The launch day can still happen.
Yeah, okay, Jason. Yeah, thanks for the news. Tom and I are looking around the tower site here to see if we can come up with anything. Huh? Yeah, bye-bye.
Is something wrong?
They're worried about something they found in the files called a launch day.
You know, I heard that phrase used in court.
Huh?
What is it?
Well, they think it has something to do with launching the technology to towers around the world via satellite. Somehow it's powerful enough to affect people without the use of boxes.
Good heavens. Huh. But this tower's no good. How are they going to launch anything from here?
Well, my guess is that this tower worked at first, but when we drew so much attention to it, Novacom must have changed their minds and went with a different tower.
But what tower? I mean, what are we doing here, Whit? What do you think you're going to see?
Well, the kids said that all of the home satellite dishes in town pointed directly to this tower. So whatever the source, it's in this direction.
Okay.
So we'll just look around, see what... There.
What?
Oh, beyond the tower, Tom, in the distance. What do you see?
Well, lots of things. It's a great view.
On the horizon.
Forest Mountain?
Site of dozens of radio transmitters.
But those are all old towers. They broadcast in Connellsville and Odenton.
The perfect place for Novacom to hide. Let's go have a look.
Has anyone found Mitch yet? I picked a fine time to go courting.
Borland, here.
What?
Take a look at this file. It's some kind of schedule. Right there, the column on the far right.
Launch date.
And the date next to it?
Oh, great.
The launch date is today.
In today's episode, we saw the results of prayer. In the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul tells the church that their prayers helped him through times of hardship. Oh, I know the gang at Wits End believes that God is helping them through their hard times as well. If you're in a spiritual battle, don't forget the most important ingredient, prayer. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Exactly as Planned was written by Nathan Hubler and Marshall Younger and directed by Kathy Waringa and Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for our next show.